Hello, my name is Brenda McKissick. I'm a team leader within Bilston Service Centre.
How long have you worked here then?
In the service centre for over 13 years since it's opened, but I've been employed with the police force for 22 years.
Okay, so you must have seen some changes in that time. Tell us a little bit about the job role as it stands.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Change is always constant here. It has to, otherwise we wouldn't move forward with the times. It's part and parcel of the job.
A different way of operating, I suppose. You've got that centralisation now. That must be kind of key.
But the calls that we receive are fundamentally still the same, and it's the public that we serve, albeit they're from all over the country now.
And in terms of dealing with those calls then, talk us through what happens.
Well, we receive lots of different inquiries. Some are police related and some are non-police related.
What would you say would be the key skills then in order to kind of be good at this job?
Definitely communication skills. They are absolute key. You have to remain calm under pressure as well, because as you imagine, emergency calls, we're dealing with quite volatile situations at times. People will phone up and they are perhaps being assaulted by their partners, or they have witnessed quite a serious incident, or perhaps a child has been injured in some form of way. So tensions are generally high when callers come in. So I would expect somebody doing this role to be able to take charge of a situation and to deal with it professionally, but at the same time be able to calm the caller down and be able to extract the essential information that the police officers will need to deal with it, and the dispatchers will need to prioritise a call accordingly.